This is Marian Music Around Midnight, and again we are here with Dick Thorpe, singer and guitarist, just going through the history of his music career. Dick, did you have any formal guitar lessons or training or anything, or did you just pick it up and start playing?
No, I really couldn't afford lessons, but any kid with the motivation, a radio, and plenty of time can sit down and learn to play a guitar if you take your time. The drawback in doing things that way is you have a great many bad habits that take years to undo.
Yeah.
You don't know the proper way to hold the guitar, you know. You don't know the proper way to voice a chord, and other nuanced styled approach is difficult at that time because you don't know anything about dynamics, you don't know anything about music theory, so you're pretty much just stuck listening to the radio and learning from there. And that's where I really learned how to lean into it for the important passages and then lay back and soften up to add the dynamics necessary for good musical performance.
We didn't have a whole lot of YouTube back then. We had our parents' big console hi-fis, mm-hmm. you know, and
yeah.
a stack
playing
of,
that
a
45 and lifting the needle up every to go back to the track you want to learn and up back and forth.
Yeah, back when Mom and Dad's favorite saying was, would you like to turn that down a little bit?
My dad didn't put it quite that politely. I got told that several times. So, well, the next song we're going to listen to is "Only Make Believe" by the New Whiskey Band, or was
New
it
Whiskey
New,
River?
New
Band.
Whiskey River Band See around 1993. Times. Tell us a little bit about that.
That was a band that featured Randy Swihart on the drums, Terry Poling from Bell Fountain on lead guitar, and Doug Mathis on the bass, and of course myself on the other lead guitar. And we played around Bell Fountain area, Kent, Marion, various places, especially Marion Moose, Marion Eagles.
Good deal. Well, let's listen to "Only Make Believe."
People see us everywhere. They all think you really care, but myself I can't deceive. I know it's only make-believe. My one and only test is that someday you care. My hopes and my dreams come true. My one and only you. No one will ever know how much I love you so. My only prayer will be someday you'll care for me. But it's so my dreams come true. My life I'd give for you. My heart a wedding ring. My all, my everything. My heart I can't control. You rule my very soul. My only prayer will be someday you'll care for me. But it's so thank you. My one and only prayer is that someday you care. My hopes, my dreams come true. My one and only you. No one will ever know how much I love you so. My prayer, my hopes, my schemes, you are my every dream, but it's only me.
That was Only Make Believe by Dick Thorpe and the New Whiskey River Band. You are listening to Marian Music Around Midnight, and we have a guest with us tonight, Dick Thorpe. Dick, you and I have not known each other that long. What, maybe 4 or 5 years when we had the Central Ohio Bands Festival out at the FOP. One thing that we do have in common is both of us got to play with Craig Kurtz. I claim him first. We played together in 1964 in junior high, and then sometime in 65 the band split up and we went our separate ways. And you found him evidently for a while. Tell us about it.
I found Craig. It was after Destiny's Children, and when I went into service. I did the 4 years in the service. When I came out, I played in the band that I'd mentioned with Mike Mastro and Mike Maloney and Tom Favors and Gary Frank. And then we started a band called Bear, and Tom Favors was still singing lead vocal, and Gary Frank was on rhythm guitar, I was on lead guitar, and Joe Alexander was on drums. And when we first got hired out to Jerry's Nightclub, I called Gertie Burton, was the proprietor at the time, and pitched her about having the band come out and play. And the first word she said when I told her the name was Bear was, "You do wear clothes to perform, don't you?" And once I assured her of that,
we charge extra.
The band will be fully clothed. Yeah.
She had us out for a little bit of an audition to see what we were about, and so she decided to hire us. And she was having us in once a month. And then it got to where we were going out. It was a Thursday through Saturday job,
and
she would allow us to come out and practice on Wednesday nights. We'd go out and set up and have practice on Wednesday night. And she would go upstairs and make a platter of sandwiches and bring down to
nice.
Us, you know, while we were practicing. It was almost like we were her boys, you know, and it was a great
boys.
Situation. But it was a fun band, and that was my first involvement. Craig came on to play bass guitar because we already had two guitarists, rhythm and lead. So Craig switched from guitar, which he was proficient at, to play the bass instead. And that led to about 10 more years, like right in a row, of Craig being my bass player. And then we had a situation where we had another guy that came in that played bass, keyboards, and saxophone, Keith Miller. And once Keith came in, Craig moved back over onto the other lead guitar. But Craig and I had probably 30 years of history counting a duo we used to play. We started out, the duo was named 20 Fingers. And then after we changed the name to the Thorpe and Kurtz duo, you know, ego took over and 20 Fingers wasn't doing it. So it had to be Thorpe and Kurtz. And there was no argument over Kurtz and Thorpe or Thorpe and Kurtz, you know, it was just...
Flip of the coin,
yeah,
whoever
says
the dark.
This.
Well, maybe you can verify a story I heard. Don Lister told me that when Craig played in the band, he always got the girls at the end of the night. I don't know if that's true or not, Dick, but that's what Don said. I think the drummer would get it, but Craig always got the girls.
I don't think I was in that band.
We're not going to go there. Well, buddy, we've got another cut off this CD that we want to get on here. You've chosen Please Release Me. Tell us about that song.
That was a song that I also did with New Whiskey River Band with the same personnel. And it was a song that I always liked because I liked Conway to begin with, you know. And so that was a song that, it was Engelbert Humperdinck that did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Engelbert.
You liked him too. Engelbert, yeah. You know.
Well, you know, when you get 71, you have those little memory lapses now.
Yeah.
Don't worry there, crowd.
It's all right.
Not everybody has those. But I always liked the song, and I thought it was a song that I could really, to be honest, show off on. You know,
there you go.
It had vocal ranges in it that I liked the dynamics of going up high at the end of the song, and it always sold well. Everybody could get up and dance to it. It was one of the best dance songs ever written.
Good deal. Well, let's listen to you show off with Please Release Me by the New Whiskey River Band.
love again. Release me and let me love again.
Hey, that was Please Release Me by Dick Thorpe and the New Whiskey River Band. Dick, you've got a long music history here. We've talked a lot of stuff that happened a long time ago to some people. Tell us what current projects you have going on.
Our current project is called, right now it's Dry Run. We're in the midst of a transition. We don't know if we're going to stay with that name, but we've got Randy Boldman on the bass guitar.
Awesome.
Joe Alexander on the drums. Steve Mull on lead guitar, and myself on lead guitar. All of us sing. And we're only playing about once a month, you know, and just the venues that, you know, are good venues.
You get our age, out to you set. Can only play once a month.
Yeah, we're not out to set the world on fire, you know. We just want to keep our hand in it, and we enjoy doing it. It's nice to play with people that have 50 years experience each.
Oh, makes it so much easier.
Yeah. Cuts down on rehearsals quite a bit.
There you go. Well, we certainly want to thank you for coming up and spending some time with us.
Definitely.
I'm going to almost bet that this 30 minutes or whatever it ends up being isn't going to be long enough. Don't be surprised if we have you come back up here again if you'd like.
Part two.
Well, and I'd like to say that it's been an honor to come up and talk to you. And I would encourage everyone to get behind this project, because it's a great thing to put instruments in the hands of young people and keep music going in the Marion area.
Right on.
Timmy, you got.
We got the band business card of the week.
All right.
And it is Bear, which you heard a little bit about tonight. So look for that on our webpage, True Blues 97.5.
Mm-hmm. Spencer, you've been awful quiet. How about telling everyone where they can send some music to be played on this program?
Yeah, hey, I've just been enjoying sitting back and enjoying the interview. Thank you so much, Mr. Thorpe, for coming in. I'm honored.
I've had a great time.
Yeah, good deal. Hey, everybody out there listening, we want to hear your music. If you're in a band that was in Marion and had some hits and, you know, made some songs, we want to hear it. We want to play it. We want to talk to you. So you can get a hold of us several ways. Look us up on Facebook at True Blues 975. Or you can email us info@trueblues975.com, or go on the website, or mail something in, or I'm always looking at the sky for smoke signals. Whatever you want to do, we would love to hear it. So,
hey everyone, that closes our show this week for Marion Music Round Midnight. We've had a guest, Dick Thorpe, with us tonight, and hopefully we can get him back to talk more about his experience here in Marion. We will see you next week. Thanks for listening.